Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
What a wonderful, wonderful woman. You could spend hours in her company. She's just amazing. And she has that aura. And loads of lovely things coming in about Edith Eger. And we'll get to those after 4 o'clock because we have to go to Sweden now and say hello to Dominic McAleenan. How are you doing, Dominic?
Not too bad, Ray.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for taking our call. You're a bit of a hero.
No, not really, but I ended up in a situation that sort of maybe that label can stick a little bit.
Okay, right. You're modest. So you were out on Saturday. You are a cross-country skier, and you used to represent Ireland at that sport. But you were out training, were you, on Saturday?
Yeah, I was out on a lake near my home, we've had about a month of cold weather. It's been quite a mild winter, and that sort of affects the ice and how the ice forms. So it's been a long time before you've been able to ski on the lakes that you normally would be able to do.
Right, and you were going your normal route, I suppose, and you spotted an elderly couple. And did they sort of, you know, pique your attention?
Yeah, this is like in a channel between two lakes, and it's like a ravine, and there's a swampy forest on either side, and I had actually decided that I wasn't going to go there because the ice was quite bad, and then I was up in the forest, and then I sort of circled back onto that channel, and I was going along, and the ice is creaking and cracking, and I'm like, and the skis actually spread out the weight, so I was actually starting to think maybe I should turn back. Mm. And then I see they're 85 and 86 years old, coming walking along right. with ski poles, and I stopped to just say, look, I'm sorry but I don't think you should be here. I'm frightened, so maybe you should turn back. And she said, oh, but he's very stubborn enough. The old man kept walking. And then the next minute when I'm talking to her, he disappeared.
Sorry, so I shouldn't laugh because it was quite serious at the time. But I can just picture this stubborn 85, 86-year-old man and not listening to you or his wife.
Yeah, and he was gone. And he was hanging on his arms on the edge of the ice in the water. And he's screaming. And she hasn't even reacted yet. So I skied over to him, and the moment I took off the skis, the displacement of my weight disappeared, and I went straight through the ice as well.
Right. And where is the woman involved? She's still up.
She's maybe about 10 steps away.
Okay.
And she starts to move towards us. So when I sort of I lie him up on my chest, because I have a backpack on that sort of is hooked on the edge of the ice.
Right.
And I lie back and lift him up out of the water and then roll over.
Yeah.
And then she's come towards us. And as she gets closer to the edge of, it's very strange that ice can be thicker in the middle of a channel, but it's towards the edges, it's thinner and more brittle. So she went through the ice and was down over a log, lying in the water, complaining of back pain and her leg. And as I tried to lift her up, she couldn't stand up. And then this is where it becomes almost a parody, because I'm lifting her up and she grabs a hold of a tree and she's shaking, he has slipped into the water again.
Right, it is. Yeah, it's a parody. You're right.
So, and then I screamed at him. I'm like, can you please just get away from the water? And then we're in a place and I'm standing there thinking it's -5. This man is very wet. He's freezing.
Yeah.
Should I call the emergency number? And then we decided to walk about a mile almost through the forest along this river back to a bridge near where they lived.
Wow, you saved their lives, Dominic.
Yeah, they came the next day because she asked me what my name was and. And you know, and she kept calling me Donald, which was rather interesting. But and I said what road I lived on, and they came and left a card and chocolates and flowers and she wrote that we'd never have survived without you.
Right. There
so
you go.
That was really really. That was nice, but it was. I actually, afterwards, when I sat here at home in the evening, I still, until they came the next day, I was almost like, did that really happen? Yeah. It was a bit bizarre.
Yes, it sounds completely bizarre. And it's just, but you know the relationship that they have. She knows him and she knows he's a stubborn man, so she's not going to attempt. And when you were shouting at her to stay back and she kept coming and then she fell in and
she and then even as we went back the other way, because there was a point where we had to cross the river. And I had to say to them again, look, stop walking beside each other because for obvious reasons you need to stay. If somebody goes through the ice, it's better not to sort of be close to them. Mm. Yeah. So, but they were lucky, and part of me was sort of asking myself, how did they ever get to 85? But then you think that maybe it's because they are so daring but that they got this.
Exactly. We had this lady on last week. She's a geriatrician. Dr. Lucy Pollock, and one of the things she wrote in her book about getting old was that we should encourage risk-taking. You know, that sometimes we cosset and mollycoddle older people, and that's not really good for their mental health. And if they want to do it, let them off. So that's, as you say, that's a shrewd observation on your part that, you know, part of the reason they're still, you know, hale and hearty is because they take risks and they're out there and they're walking on ice and you're saving their lives. Speaking of saving lives, like you were close to death, were you, last year? You're a 51-year-old man. I did mention you're from Banbridge. And you, I'd never heard of this before. You had a silent heart attack.
Yeah, I had, you've probably heard of a massive heart attack, and massive in a heart attack context is how much of the heart muscle is actually affected by the... So I had no indication of anything before. I mean, I'm a cross-country skier. A few weeks before it, I'd skied a couple of hundred kilometers at a weekend. And 2 days before I had the heart attack, I had a pain up my neck, just a very sharp pain, but nothing in my chest. So, and even when I had the heart attack, I didn't have any experience of pain in my chest. I had a sensation of dread, and I went in to my daughter and explained that I had a pain in my jaw, and she called 911, or she called the emergency number, and I walked down the stairs, and I sat in the kitchen and waited for the ambulance, and was a bit annoyed at the blue lights of the ambulance in the middle of the night, and the guy came in, and the moment he connected me up, when the first beat went into the machine, he said, it's good that you called because you're actually having a heart attack.
Wow.
How did they
explain that to you, Dominic? And what could you have done, if anything?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No. And is there any test that would have spotted it before?
No. Because it wasn't, because basically I had something where it was constricting on one artery, but I've got quite a strong heart, and it was constricting, but I was not noticing that.
But was it stenosis? Was it a build-up?
Yeah, there's one narrowing at the top of the artery, but the rest of the arteries are clear.
Yes,
my father had the same thing. But my brother died at 41, a marathon runner who 2 years before he passed, he was top 50 in the Dublin Marathon. And he was...
So he was running sub 2.5 hours or around 2.5 hours. Then,
249.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then 2 years later, he just was gone in the blink of an eye. But he had a different condition, enlarged heart and stuff. But these are things that you don't know until you get the signal that something serious is wrong.
How are you now?
I run the 10K still under 50 minutes.
Right.
I still ski 5 days a week. But you just have this thing in the back of your mind that you have this injury. So I have the left ventricle doesn't really contract the way it should. But the rest of the heart compensates for it, so I don't experience any heart failure or anything like that.
And did you get stents? Did you get stents in?
Two stents in the top of the artery. Yeah.
Amazing story. We didn't get the elderly couple's names. Did you get them?
Yes, Ulla Britt and Hans.
Ulla Blake.
Ulla Britt
And Hans.
And Hans.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And they are with their loved ones because of your actions last Saturday. Dominic McAleenan, great talking to you from Banbridge. And mind yourself. And
take care
on the thin ice. Okay, see you. Yeah, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.